Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Welcome back. It's the BS here on 90 Rock. My name is Jason Bailey. Right there, that is Nikki D. There's Nelson. The Odyssey app. Please download that, get our podcast, listen live, always free. Also on our website, thebaileyshow.com. And if you'll give us a follow on the social media, at Listen to the BS on Instagram and on Facebook. Also at The Bailey Show on YouTube, if you want to subscribe to our channel, where we'll post these full-length interviews that I get to do for the Odyssey check-in, which is pretty cool that our company asked me to do this with some great people. You know, we've had... We had M. Shadows on the other day. We've had, who else have we had on? We had a bunch of people, but it's good. We got good people in the works, too, including our guest here. The band Stained, in case you don't know, they haven't put out an album in a very long time. It's been a 12-year-long hiatus, but now a new album, Confessions of the Fallen, 12 tracks, will be the 8th album from the band. Guitarist for Stained, Mike Mushok. Dude. Did you think this would ever happen?
Oh, that's a really good question. Even when we started, there was questions that it was going to happen. It took a little while to get it done. But listen, good things come to those who wait, right? So I'm super proud of it. I didn't know. I always hoped that we would be able to, you know, do some music again.
Well, this is your baby, right? I mean, same with probably Aaron and everybody else. In the last, you know, 10-ish years, you guys went off and did your own thing. Took a break, you know, for whatever the reasons may be, but it's always, you go back to your baby, right? It's like your first love. You'll never forget. So were those conversations over this time being had either by text message, email, phone calls? What was the communication like between y'all?
Yeah. Funny. I swear. I feel like it was a bunch of years in a row. I'd be at like my son's indoor soccer game and Aaron would call out of the blue. I'd be like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, and listen, I mean, he had, you know, he was pursuing his country career and, you know, there was a time where he felt, you know, like if I do Stained, it's going to, you know, interfere with, you know, the progress of that and what that is, you know? And, you know, ultimately I think it got to the point and, I mean, and this did start a bunch of years ago. You know, the pandemic kind of threw a monkey wrench in, you know, our progress and what we were going to do, like I think it did for a lot of people, you know. Mm-hmm. But listen, it all worked out and here we are today. But yeah, there were definitely conversations along the way, you know, and I'm just glad that we're where we are right now.
Were there conversations before the hiatus of wanting to do different projects? Because I think anybody listening right now can totally understand. I don't want to say bored, but it just becomes kind of monotonous doing the same thing, same music, same routine over and over again. You want to try the waters. You want to test something. But were those conversations happening with the album before Confessions, the self-titled album?
I didn't feel that way. I was perfectly happy doing Stains. I mean, it was
Sorry.
It's all good. Yeah, I was really happy. I loved what we did, you know what I mean, and where we were, you know. And I think, you know, Aaron, you know, wanted to, and listen, I always said, you got to be happy with what you're doing. If this is what you want to do, I mean, you're not going to make anybody do anything, first off. Mm. And, you know, you got to be happy with what you're doing. And there's no sense of somebody being in a band and doing this. And that's why I always said, even when we went to do this again, it was like, you got to want this. You know what I mean? This has got to be something that you want, because I don't want to go into this and, you know, you're not happy doing it. You know, because everybody's going to know that. You know what I mean? You're not enjoying it and enjoying doing it again.
So what do you do? Aaron calls you, says we, you know, because you guys met up back in like 2017 for the charity gig for his charity, right?
What really led to this coming back, honestly, was, you know, I want to say there's a gentleman named Ben Kitterman who now manages the band, you know, who played with Aaron for years and kind of transitioned from playing with him to managing him. And I mean, Ben kind of enabled all of this and really pushed for this to happen and really helped bring everybody together and make it happen.
Before we started this, we're talking about, we're trying to figure out what year it was. I think it was like 2005, where I'm talking to, it was by both you and Aaron, I believe, on the Lennon couch at the Hard Rock Live in Orlando, Florida. We couldn't figure out the year. It was so long ago.
I think that was filmed for MTV too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was one of those summer tours, and it was hosted by Nokia, which doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, no, that's why I remember that. Yeah, I mean, because it's been a long time since we played there.
Yeah. Who was the first to throw out the "it's been a while" joke for the hiatus on the album? Do you remember?
I actually just try to let those, you know, in one ear, out the other. You know
Probably.
What I mean?
Yeah. I didn't want to pop it, you know, I figured it's been popped enough to you, but I was curious. It's like, there had to have been that first time, you know, it's the first time you hear a joke, any joke, and you just don't think about it. You're sitting in the studio and somebody goes, "Oh, it's been a while, 12 years for."
Yeah. Totally. Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So obviously Stained, and Aaron Lewis, in particular have a style of music. That's why people love you. That's why you guys have been so successful for all these decades. This album, I'm assuming, is still got that very emotional, personal connection, right, with the audience.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron's lyrics on some of these songs, I'm like, I don't know. There's enough therapy in the world to kind of dig into some of them. You know what I mean? I'm just like, wow. Still there, you know. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he did a fantastic job. You know, it's funny when you make a record or, you know, any kind of thing like that, you know, you're always getting new versions of it to listen to, whether it's mixes or, you know, the mastering or edits, or so you're listening to it over and over, and it's weird. I mean, I was on a plane yesterday coming home and I just wanted to listen to the record again. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sick of it and don't want to put it on, you know what I mean? But I'm really happy with it. I mean, I think that, and listen, I know people don't buy records and, you know, it's a song here and we're probably going to put out half the record for free before it comes out, which is cool. I mean, cause hopefully people at least get to hear it. Cause I do think that, I'm really happy with all the songs. So
how do you help Aaron out with writing, if at all, if it's the lyrics are so I hate to use the word dark, but they are. I mean, they're a lot
personal. I think it's personal. Just it's personal. Yeah, I think that there's, you know, emotional. I don't, you know what I mean. That's the lyrics are his thing. You know, I wrote the music. You know, I mean, I put all the music together. And then that's usually, you know, once that's done and he's happy with the arrangements and cool with where the song's going, you know, then he takes it and, you know, works on getting the melodies and the lyrics together.
And you guys, going out on the road with Godsmack, which I'm a huge fan of. And so
I love those guys.
Two hometown guys, you know, two hometown bands, Massachusetts guys. So, you guys should call it the Kick Mass Tour. So that'd be pretty funny. Anyway, so this is their mass hole. So this is, you know, Sully's already said that this is the last time that they're making a record. So one would assume maybe the last time they're put, they might be going out on tour. What about?
I think they'll still tour. I mean, listen, he does say that. He did say that. I know. Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I mean, I love writing music. What, you know what I mean? I love that. I mean, it's hard. It's difficult to do sometimes. I mean, as far as not me writing music, but as a band putting everything together and making that all work can be tough sometimes. But I just, at the end of it, I'm just super stoked to have something, you know, like that to be able to put out and to listen to.
So you plan on continuing with albums and touring?
I want to finish this interview, do my next one, get onto this tour. I don't, who knows? You know what I'm saying? I hope it'd be great if that's the case. But honestly, let's see how this is received. And, you know, hopefully we go out in this summer's, you know, a lot of fun. And, you know, I think we have some shows in the fall and, you know, more songs after this one, hopefully. And, you know, we'll see where it leads to.
Yeah. All right. So Lowest and Me is the first single off the new album. Yes. Collectively, everybody agreed that's the single to go with.
It's funny. You know, it was just one of those things. One day it was kind of like, I think it was kind of like the Eric who produced it was like, is it okay? So we lit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it really kind of was presented to me that this is what it was going to be. And, you know, the way the record was made and as it was coming through, like the songs, like I said, you know, the lyrics are and the vocals are really the last thing on it. So for me to sit and digest all the songs, I'm actually, you know, now that I've had it longer and can spend some time, I'd like to spend a little time with it, you know. But yeah, that was the one that everybody kind of felt should have been the first representation after being away for so long.
Do you have, you know, Aaron's obviously been outspoken and he has every right to do so. I think every artist does. That's my own personal opinion. But when you're a part of a brand and a team, a band, and maybe not everybody wants that to happen or they don't agree with it, blah, 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 i.e. Journey, you know, like whatever. Going out on tour, do you have that conversation of like, you know, that's fine when you do it yourself, but when we're collectively together, let's kind of holster that.
I mean, no, there's not really a conversation. I mean, I do feel like, you know, and even Aaron said, he goes, you know, my country career is really where I, you know, deal with that stain, you know, not so much, you know what I mean? So, I mean, that's something that he's kind of said. So, I mean, listen, you know, stuff's happened. People in the audience know who Aaron is and what he says. So, I mean, you know, sometimes that, you know, comes up, certain chants will happen during our shows from time to time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whatever. I mean, it's like I said, I'm happy to be up there playing.
The new album will be out fall of 2023. Confessions of the Fallen, 12 tracks. Lowest and Me is the first single. I'm happy that you're happy. And I'm glad that after all the, I really am, because I like seeing rock stars smile. You know, I just think it's cool because without music, we've got nothing, man. I don't have a job. I can tell you that right now.
If it stopped right now, there's enough amazing music that's been created to this point, I think, to carry this for quite some time.
Is there another, just before I let you go, is there another artist that if you were, you know, because Santa Sonia is considered a super group, so to speak, right? So like, is there another artist or artist that you'd want to work with and put together a band?
Oh, I mean, listen, there's so many, I have so many friends that are, I think, just so super talented, you know what I mean? And honestly, Santa Sonia came from, you know, when Stain stopped working, I was kind of like, oh, what do I do now? And I had all this music, and you know, I was actually getting together and contacting a bunch of different singers that I, you know, kind of like what Slash did, I guess, you know what I mean, where you get all these different singers and you write with all these people that you really admire and, you know, always wanted to do something with. And Adam was one of them, and it just turned out that turned into more. We had demoed a few songs. His label at the time, Capital, had heard it and they wanted to make a band out of it. So that
project that I was trying to do kind of ended up becoming Santa Sonia. And I kind of dropped everything else that I was doing and was just stoked to and loved what Adam and I were writing.
That's cool. Hey, can you tell me who else you were talking to? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I know. Sure, you know, Sean from Seether, I wanted to. I mean, Chester, rest in peace, was somebody I wanted to do something with. Ivan from Five Fingers, you know, I met with Dave from Disturbed. I mean, there's a lot of different people, you know, that I just love and I just admire what they do and think they're super talented. You know, I would have loved to have done something with Chino, who, you know, Deftones were one of my favorite bands, you know. Yeah, so there's just a lot of super talented people that we've, you know, been with over the years, you know. Jacoby, the list is so long.
You just put together like the fantasy football team of rock stars right there.
That's what I wanted to do, you know what I mean? That was kind of my hope, you know. And like I said, I mean, what I was doing with Adam really, you know, kind of just, you know, really clicked, and we just kind of, you know, that opportunity opened up and we just kind of followed it.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thanks for answering that. I appreciate it. I'll let you go. Confessions of the Fallen for everybody. I keep wanting to say it's been a while, but 12-year hiatus. It's been too long, I guess.
There you go. You nailed it.
Yeah. I'm trying not to be cliche for you, Mike. Mike Munchak, guitarist for Stain. Best of luck with the tour. Best of luck with the album. And we'll talk soon, my brother.
Appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to 4 times more stretch than competing brands, and their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.